Blackpool Sands Street and Stoke Fleming Walk, Blackpool Sands. The sands of Blackpool conceal an ancient forest buried beneath. The stumps of long dead trees are very occasionally exposed when great storms scour out the beach. Old Spanish, French and English coins also have been found here, dating as far back as the 14th century. In 1471, the Earl of Warwick landed here following an exile in France. He was a powerful baron known as the Kingmaker, who was heavily involved in the War of the Roses. It's thought that some of the coins found here may have been spilled from the treasure chests unloaded from his ships. The brook at the end of the beach once saw a major battle. In 1404, a marauding fleet of 300 Breton ships landed around the corner at Slapton. 2,000 troops disembarked and were making their way along the coast, intending a surprise attack on Dartmouth. A hastily assembled peasant army of local men and women gathered on the far side of the stream to face the Bretons. In their heavy armour, the Breton knights floundered in the muddy waters and were at the mercy of the arrows, swords and slingshot of the Devon defenders. One of the Briton commanders was mortally wounded, many knights were slain, and the English force claimed an unlikely victory. When news reached London, Henry IV ordered a special hymn of praise and thanksgiving to be sung in Westminster Abbey. Blackpool was also the scene of the last recorded hold-up in England. A four-in-hand stagecoach, passing through the valley here in 1870s, was carrying thousands of pounds in silver coin. Beneath the trees which shelter this valley, the coach was confronted by a highwayman. The attempted robbery, though, ended in failure.